SRN News, I'm John Scott. The winter storm sweeping across the nation, considered one of the worst in a decade. Its frigid blast has reached the nation's capital with snow, ice, high winds, and cold temperatures.
The wintry weather is causing major flight cancellations and delays that are having a rippling effect.
Any combination of icing on the ground and a combination of snow is going to be causing a lot of travel issues.
Bone-chilling cold also on tap.
As low as minus 15 across the across northern Minnesota International Falls. But generally over the next 2 days, temperatures east of the Rockies are going to be below average.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden heading to New Orleans as that city reels from the deadly New Year's attack in which an Army veteran plowed into a truck into revelers, killing 14, injuring 30 more. The president says his message to the families will be to hang on despite the grief. The nation's capital sets the scene for the convening of the Electoral College in the next hour. And President Biden says Americans should not forget the events of January 6th following the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
4 years ago, then-President Trump rallied his supporters to march to the U.S. Capitol and urged his vice president to stop the congressional certification of Joe Biden's victory. It resulted in a violent riot. On Sunday, President Biden said he believes what Trump did was a genuine threat to democracy and that it should not be rewritten. He said the country must get back to a normal transfer of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has resigned as Liberal Party leader, effectively ending a decade in power. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 283 points, the NASDAQ up 323. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India send a letter.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The issue of males competing against females in sports is already being considered by the courts, but President Trump may take action of his own. The most immediate way he could do this would be in the way his administration interprets Title IX, the law best known for its role in pursuing gender equity in sports. Every administration has the authority to issue its own interpretations of that landmark legislation. This is SRN News. Russia claims it's captured a key town in eastern Ukraine. BBC correspondent Will Vernon reports.
Kharkiv is not a big city. It had a pre-war population of about 22,000. It's largely in ruins now, of course, like all the towns and cities that Russia is fighting over. We were expecting this. About 2 weeks ago, Kiev said it had withdrawn some units from the area to prevent them from being encircled. Potentially much more of a loss to Ukraine would be if Russia takes the strategic city of Pokrovsk. That's an important transport hub not far from Kharkiv. So, you know, this is a blow to Ukraine, but things are bad overall for the country. You know, Russia's taken a large number of settlements in eastern Ukraine in recent days and weeks.
Congolese authorities say more than 170 inmates on death row flown to the capital from the capital to a high security prison in the north. They will be executed. The men have been convicted of armed robbery and are locally known as urban bandits. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.